这是普通高等学校招生全国统一考试英语科听力部分。该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。听力部分结束前，你将有两分钟的时间将你的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。现在是听力试音时间。
Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. Well, we're a sort of social club for people from different countries. It's quite a new club. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we're growing all the time.
That sounds interesting. I'm British, actually, and I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kinds of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes. Every day except Thursday, we have a language evening. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Spanish. Tuesday, Italian. Wednesday, German. And Friday, French. On Thursday, we usually have a meal in a restaurant for anyone who wants to come.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my French.
Okay. Well, if you can just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. If you join now, you can have the first month free.
试音到此结束。听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话。每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案画在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便士，所以你选择 C 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I've got my camera with me, but am I allowed to take photos here?
I think so. It doesn't say you can't.
I really like living here in this flat because it's so near the center of town.
That's true. But it gets really noisy at night.
Hi, Maggie. I'm coming, but it's snowing and the traffic is moving slowly.
Okay, David. Take your time. We'll wait for you so we can have dinner together.
Celia, you see those girls over there? They need another player for a basketball game. Would you like to join them?
Seems like it's a game for fun. Sure. I'll be there in a minute. I won't have anything to wear to work on Monday.Unless I pick up my clothes at the dry cleaners.
Then you'd better hurry. It closes at noon on Sundays.
Oh, I should have gone there Saturday.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
All right, Sarah. We know that you're planning something big for John's birthday. Could you tell us just what you have in your mind?
I wanted to make his birthday a very special event. John has a sister living in France, and I'll send her a plane ticket so that she can be here for his birthday.
Boy, what an excellent plan! That's something special.I kind of guessed you had some secret plan and were waiting for the right time to tell me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything until I was sure she could come.
All right, Sarah. We know that you're planning something big for John's birthday. Could you tell us just what you have in your mind?
I wanted to make his birthday a very special event. John has a sister living in France.And I'll send her a plane ticket so that she can be here for his birthday.
Boy, what an excellent plan! That's something special. I kind of guessed you had some secret plan and were waiting for the right time to tell me.
Well, I didn't want to say anything until I was sure she could come.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hey, Peter, I'm sorry.
Hi, Diana. What's wrong?
We were going to Hong Kong this weekend, but I'm afraid I can't go.
How come?
I have a really big geography test, and I have to study for it.
We can go next week instead.
No, I don't want to ruin your weekend. You go ahead. and please take the book I bought to my friend Sally. Tell her I have to study all weekend because I can't afford to fail the test.
Okay, then I'll go with Dan. But it's a pity you can't come.
Hey, Peter, I'm sorry.
Hi, Diana. What's wrong?
We were going to Hong Kong this weekend, but I'm afraid I can't go.
How come?
I have a really big geography test, and I have to study for it.
We can go next week instead.
No, I don't want to ruin your weekend. You go ahead. And please take the book I bought to my friend Sally. Tell her I have to study all weekend because I can't afford to fail the test.
Okay, then I'll go with Dan. But it's a pity you can't come.
Hello, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. This is Alex. I have some very good news for you. Miranda was very satisfied with you and said she's very much looking forward to working with you. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations, dear. How does it feel to be Miranda's new assistant? I imagine that you're just delighted with this news. So let's see. You can start on Monday, right?
Well, I don't think I can start Monday. I'm visiting my father in Baltimore, and because I don't live in New York, I'll need a couple of days to find a flat and buy some furniture and move my things from Avon.
Oh, well, then, in that case, I suppose Wednesday would be good. Okay, see you then.
Hello, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea. This is Alex. I have some very good news for you. Miranda was very satisfied with you and said she's very much looking forward to working with you. Isn't that wonderful? Congratulations, dear. How does it feel to be Miranda's new assistant? I imagine that you're just delighted with this news. So let's see. You can start on Monday, right?
Well, I don't think I can start Monday. I'm visiting my father in Baltimore, and because I don't live in New York, I'll need a couple of days to find a flat and buy some furniture and move my things from Avon.
Oh, well, then, in that case, I suppose Wednesday would be good. Okay, see you then.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hello, Mr. Jan Erik Fridman. You are a frequent traveler, and we also know that you eat out twice a day. How come you are so fond of eating out?
When I got my first job back in 1982 and started traveling, I had no other choice but to eat out. I found that I felt different due to what I was eating. So I tried to find places that served food that made me feel good. The secret was the quality of the food and how well the food was prepared. I made an effort to find good restaurants as well as nice dishes.
How did you manage to make a list of 218 favorite restaurants?
I have lived in many cities, and when I moved back to Sweden from the United States, people asked me where to go to eat when they went to cities I knew. I got a lot of ideas. Then I wrote about restaurants for the Swedish Clubs magazine, and someone suggested I gather the information about the restaurants together. Since I had all the facts about the restaurants I had been to, I started to do that.
How do you find restaurants?
The best way is to ask the people there. I may talk to people at a street market or take a walk and look for a place myself. I never ask a hotel clerk or a taxi driver. I don't go to empty restaurants or places with menus difficult to understand.
Hello, Mr. Jan Erik Fridman. You are a frequent traveler, and we also know that you eat out twice a day. How come you are so fond of eating out?
When I got my first job back in 1982 and started traveling, I had no other choice but to eat out. I found that I felt different due to what I was eating, so I tried to find places that served food that made me feel good. The secret was the quality of the food and how well the food was prepared. I made an effort to find good restaurants as well as nice dishes.
How did you manage to make a list of 218 favorite restaurants?
I have lived in many cities, and when I moved back to Sweden from the United States, people asked me where to go to eat when they went to cities I knew. I got a lot of ideas. Then I wrote about restaurants for the Swedish Clubs magazine, and someone suggested I gather the information about the restaurants together. Since I had all the facts about the restaurants I had been to, I started to do that.
How do you find restaurants?
The best way is to ask the people there. I may talk to people at a street market or take a walk and look for a place myself. I never ask a hotel clerk or a taxi driver. I don't go to empty restaurants or places with menus difficult to understand.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
At the beginning of the tour, we will start with the most important place in my town, which is the Plaza León. The Plaza León, which is more than 100 years old, is the gathering place for young people on Friday and Saturday nights, and for parents and children on Sunday afternoons. Four streets lead to the plaza, which have wide sidewalks and are tree-lined. Hernandez Street, which was named after a famous writer born in the city, contains all of the food stores, fish markets, and vegetable stands. Fernando Street, which was named after an educator, is where all of the government offices are housed. Via Del Mar Street, whose roads are made of stones, is the only street which still has its old surface. Finally, we come to Horatio Street, on which there are two universities. One of them is the most famous university in my country. That's why it is my favorite street of all. At the beginning of the tour, we will start with the most important place in my town, which is the Plaza Leon. The Plaza Leon, which is more than 100 years old, is the gathering place for young people on Friday and Saturday nights, and for parents and children on Sunday afternoons. Four streets lead to the plaza, which have wide sidewalks and are tree-lined. Hernandez Street, which was named after a famous writer born in the city, contains all of the food stores, fish markets, and vegetable stands. Fernando Street, which was named after an educator, is where all of the government offices are housed. Via Del Mar Street, whose roads are made of stones, is the only street which still has its old surface. Finally, we come to Horatio Street, on which there are two universities. One of them is the most famous university in my country. That's why it is my favorite street of all.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。